今天要读的经文记载在《列王纪上》第一部分十二章十六节到十三章的第六节，第二部分是十三章的三十三节及三十四节。咱要用嘴大声来读出主的话语。以色列众民见王无义地，就对王讲：“咱甲大卫有啥物分离呢？甲亚西的子并无有关系。以色列人啊，国倒去国家去，大卫家啊，该记过该记吧。”于是以色列人都返回家己家了。唯独徛犹大城一带以色列人，罗波安还佫做因的王。罗波安王差遣掌管仆库之人的亚多兰往以色列人迄搭去，以色列人就用石头拍死。罗波安王急忙上车逃回耶路撒冷去。这样，以色列人背叛大卫家，直到今日。以色列众人听见亚罗波安倒来了，就打发人去请伊到会众面前，立伊做以色列众人的王。除了犹太支派以外，无论顺探大卫家的。罗波安来到亚罗撒冷，交主犹大全家及便雅悯支派的人共180,000，都是挑选的战士，要甲以色列人加战争，好将国夺回，再归所罗门的子罗波安。但神的话临到神人示玛雅说：“你去告诉所罗门的子犹大王罗波安甲犹大便雅悯全家甲基鲁的民众说，耶和华安尼讲：恁勿可弃去甲恁的兄弟以色列人见证，各归各家去吧。因为这事出意外，众人就听探耶和华的话，遵着耶和华的命令倒去。亚罗波安伫以法莲三地建筑事件。”就徛伫其中，有个点事件出来，见着披露异力。亚罗波安心内说：恐惊这国永远归大卫家。这全的民众也是上亚罗撒冷去，甲耶和华的殿来献祭，因的心必归向因的主犹大王罗波安，就将我杀了。乃归犹大王罗波安，罗波安王亚罗波安王就为定协铸造了两个金牛犊，对证明说：以色列人啊，恁上耶路撒冷去实在是困难，这就是领恁出埃及对的神。伊就将牛犊一只安放伫别特利，一只安放伫但。即时叫百姓含伫嘴内，因为王旦去拜迄只牛犊。亚罗波安伫犹大迄只建殿，将迄个无属利物人的犯民立为祭司。亚罗波安定八月十五日为节期，想伫犹大的节期一样，家己上大献祭，伊伫。别特利啊，这样向伊所主的牛犊献祭，有个将伊立为犹大的祭司，安置伫别特利。伊伫八月十五日，就是伊始祖所定的日月，为以色列人做节期的日子，伫别特利上端烧香。迄时有一位神人。奉耶和华的命令，踮犹大来到别特利。亚罗波安正徛伫坛边，要烧香。神人奉耶和华的命令，向坛呼叫，说：“坛啊，坛啊， 耶和华安尼讲：大卫家必生一个子，名叫约瑟亚。伊必将犹大的祭司，就是伫恁顶面烧香的，抬伫顶面。人的骨头也必烧伫恁顶面。当日新人设一个油灶，说：这段必破裂，段顶的火必散。这是耶和华设的预兆。亚罗波安王听见神人向伯特利的坛所呼叫的话，就踮坛顶撑手说：“抓条鱼吧！”王向神人所撑的手就高大了，不能挽回，坛也破裂了，坛顶的火倾泻了，正如神人奉耶和华的命令所设的预兆。王对神人说：“请你为我祈祷，求耶和华你神的恩典，让我的手复原。”于是神人祈祷耶和华，王的手就复了原，永远甲平常一样。结束以后，亚罗波安阿哥无离开伊的恶道，将凡民立为犹大的祭司，凡愿意的也都分别为圣，立为犹大的祭司。结束，叫亚罗波安的家含在罪内，甚至伊的家踮地顶自灭了。经文读到一节，愿主祝福一家教会有，谢谢。
各位平安
，peace everyone。
今日经文读较长淡薄。
Today our passage is quite long。
但是不要紧，恁较少年，恁有法当徛较久。
And I'm sure you are young and you can stand that long。
但是恁若看这段经文的时阵哦，主要讲到这个人叫做亚罗波安。
And so today we see that our passage primarily speaks of one man called Jeroboam。
来了，讲到这亚罗波安，这个是谁啊呢
？So who is Jeroboam？
这亚罗波安诶，最讲对以色列统一国以后分做南北两国以后。
After the kingdom of Israel was divided into the northern and southern kingdoms, King Jeroboam was the first king of the northern kingdom.
然后这个王本身呢，你也去看到伊的兴，然后看到伊的衰。
And here we see King Jeroboam's rise and King Jeroboam's fall.
所以今仔日早起我要甲大家思想什么呢
？So today we'd like to discuss.
然后我要将这个亚罗波安伊的兴起的原因，我要提出来。
I want to mention the reason for King Jeroboam's rise.
然后我要将伊亚罗波安失败的原因，我也是要提出来。
And then we will discuss the reason for the fall of Jeroboam.
然后咱将这个事实提出来。以后，然后咱再来看什么物件，咱有法当对伊这个生命来学。
And so after we reveal these truths, then we can see what lessons we could learn from the story.
兄弟姊妹，当你看到这个亚罗波安有法当兴起来做这个以色列北国头一个王，只有一句话。
We see that the entire reason for King Jeroboam's rise to become the king of the northern kingdom can only be summed up in one phrase, all because of God. Because if you look at chapter 11, Jeroboam was already mentioned.
And
all the way to chapter 13, we see some reasons for Jeroboam's rise.
Because at the beginning of the 11th chapter, God said that this man is
We see that in chapter 11, it says that this was a man of great capability. And a person who is competent usually has two factors. This is the nature and the nurture. Because you know that if a person is born very capable by nature, a person who is very smart by nature,
but
at the same time, their nurture is very important. Their training, and maybe they're being used by people. And if they are diligent, then both their nature and their nurture will combine to give great success. And if a person is very wise, a wise person who is not diligent will not have success. On the other hand,
but
of course, if a person is born very wise, then he has great potential.
那是一个人真困哦，头壳是真戆哦，啊，做差不多无当做真大代志。
But on the other hand, someone who is very diligent but was not gifted, then perhaps they could not achieve such a level of success.
对不？但是迄个先天唔是你搞我搞的物件。
But that's not about how good we are.
你有迄个机会，跟我有迄个机会，唔是咱搞啊。
But at the same time, our opportunities are not because of our own skills.
所以这个亚罗波安哦，上帝可以有真巧的一个头壳。
So we see that the Lord gave Jeroboam a very capable
mind.
And the Lord also gave him a very good opportunity. Which is when King Solomon saw that this was a capable man and he assigned him to oversee the labor in the house of Joseph.
So
for this reason, Jeroboam became famous in the nation.
So this was
the first factor of his success.
But
after this,
就是上帝透过一个先知，这个先知叫做阿希雅本身，然后有一日当亚罗波安出了埃及。
The second factor was that there was a prophet named Ahijah who approached Jeroboam as he was leaving Jerusalem.
And when this
prophet saw Jeroboam, he removed his robes.
And
this prophet tore apart his robes into 12 pieces. The prophet told Jeroboam, take 10 pieces. Why did the prophet say this? The prophet was saying that the Lord will one day give 10 tribes to Jeroboam. So in other words, before Jeroboam accomplished anything, before anyone supported him for a king, even long before the Lord already assigned that one day 10 tribes will be given to Jeroboam. And will the Lord's word come true? So we see this as the second factor of God's and leading Jeroboam's life. And the third factor, after Jeroboam found out about this, then he became quite proud. He was quite arrogant, you know, he saw that he has potential. And so Jeroboam obtained a heart of rebellion. Against Solomon. And then when Solomon found out about this, and Solomon wanted to deal with him. But after Jeroboam knew that King Solomon was after him, he fled to Egypt. And so he wasn't caught by Solomon. Of course, if he had been captured by Solomon, everything would be different. And so this Jeroboam went to Egypt to hide. So we see that his life was preserved. So this is the third event in Jeroboam's life. Fourthly, was an after Solomon died. And after Jeroboam heard that Solomon died, and Jeroboam knew that the person was trying to capture him was dead, and so he went back to Jerusalem. And after Jeroboam went to Jerusalem, something happened. One event occurred. Which is the people came to King Rehoboam and asked, could you lessen our taxes? Because we remember in King Solomon's time, so he had quite heavy burden taxes. Because King Solomon had projects going on, he was going to build the temple and build his palace. And so the taxes were quite heavy. I believe we are citizens here. We know the feeling.
The
less taxes we have, the more relieved we are.
政府吼，那有税改吼，迄串那过吼，和咱的税较轻，唔知偌好诶。
You know, recently I've been thinking if our government decided to lessen our taxes, that would be good for us, wouldn't it?
有影，你那迄个基本薪金的人无限制咯。
Of course, if our basic income tax is removed,
这个真侪人欢喜啊。
And a lot of people will be happy.
但是哦，伊就油加了6元一个 liter。
But then our gas increased by 6 pesos.
隆重吼，咱的迄平均率吼，愈来愈贵，你知无
？And our economy is getting inflated.
你要6月5.2 inflation。
And our inflation rate was 5.2 in June.
七月可能5.3。
In July, it might be 5.3.
所以话，你看。阮百姓生活真艰苦。
And so it's quite difficult for the people.
所以人愈减税，人偌欢喜，有没有
？And of course, if we lessen our taxes, we'd be quite happy, wouldn't we?
所以有人甲这个财政部长提议讲。
So someone asked our minister of finance.
伊讲你有法当将咱30% 的税吼减做17%。
Someone asked our minister of finance, could we lessen our taxes from 30% to 17%?
我不接的人 text 去好伊，讲你有法当减做17%。
I know this man. He texted the minister of finance and asked if we lessen the taxes of 17%.
五万讲什么啊？甲新加坡、甲台湾、香港上安尼。
But perhaps our taxes could equal the ones in Hong Kong or Singapore.
但是你知啊，到现在也无改进做个。
But of course, even today, nothing much has changed.
咱城里人、咱做工的人，愈少写，咱偌欢喜嘛。
Of course, as workers, as businessmen, we would be happy.
我真重啊。
Because taxes are quite heavy on us.
你知啊？我去以色列的时
候。You know, once I went to Israel.
然后在迄个时阵吼，你知去以色列在时有一个靠墙啊。
And you might know that they have this wall in Israel called the Wailing Wall.
这个是叫做西墙啊，其实。
This is the Western Wall.
真侪人到得到耶路撒冷迄个所在时，真侪人真欢喜，伫迄个所在基督底下所在靠。
And a lot of people when they come, the Jews when they come to Jerusalem, they are quite overwhelmed with emotion, so they come to the Wailing Wall and cry there.
等我头一摆去以色列的时。
But when I first went to Israel.
然后迄个导游讲一句话。
Our tour guide told us.
伊讲，这个 Western Wall is not our Wailing Wall.
This tour guide told us this Western Wall is not our Wailing Wall.
伊讲，阮的靠墙伫倒咯。
He said our actual Wailing Wall
是伫。Is
on the wall of the tax office.
I
asked him, why do you say this?
You know, we
have 50% taxes in Israel.
So the
tax office is our actual wailing wall.
So you understand what I'm saying? People are税务真艰苦
，so you understand if our taxes are heavy, then people are burdened.
所以这个时阵百姓就甲罗伯安讲，哎呀，你老爸迄个所在好歹也动势吼，现在工程都做了，你有法当干啦？
So the people came to Rehoboam and said, now that the projects are finished, perhaps we could lessen our taxes.
你想无够，顶一礼拜咱讲，迄罗伯安干啦唔听老人的嘴，你记未
？But remember from last week that Rehoboam refused to listen to the counsel of the elders. He listened to the young people.
然后伊开始百姓讲，
and he told the people.
伊讲啥物？
He told the people.
伊讲啊，阮老爸吼，这个腰吼，跟我枕头啊差不多啦。
He said, my father's waist is the same as my finger.
所以代表我要好你如干呐？如当啊
！So in fact, I will even increase your burden.
那亚罗伯安真正发生地震的时阵
，and this was when Jeroboam returned.
所以因为这款原因哦，人就用何一起来
？And so for this reason, the people all revolted and then elected him king.
为什么要找亚罗伯安
？And why is Jeroboam?
因为亚罗伯安，你会记得伊较早时不监督。迄个时阵的工程，你会记未
？We remember Jeroboam once oversaw their labor.
伊那为的就叫别人都没记亚罗伯，因为亚罗伯出名了啦。
But why Jeroboam? Because by this time Jeroboam was already quite famous.
所以你可看到讲，原来伊到来的时阵哦，正合时机啊。
So we see that Jeroboam's return was at the right moment.
正伫迄个时阵，百姓有这个要求，正有法当带领这百姓来去前。
Because exactly at that moment, the people were looking for a new leader, and he returned at that moment. This is the fourth factor.
And,
but there's still a fifth factor.
什么原因呢
？Which is?
因为你会记得当伊起来有人要换的时阵，就是亚罗伯安要离开罗伯安咯。
We remember when the people revolted and Jeroboam was departing.
这个时阵罗伯安其实要做一件代志。
Rehoboam was actually planning to do something at this point.
做什么？你头先嘛读圣经，你注意点。
Earlier we remember.
伊对。犹太支派对便雅悯支派调了18万 的箭矢。
We remember that from the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, King Rehoboam actually drafted 180,000 soldiers.
伊唔是叫一百八十千的凊彩人。
It wasn't just 180,000 random people.
伊叫了十八万的什么啊？勇士、箭矢是拍起来啦。
180,000 chosen warriors.
所以在这个时阵，伊要去拍仗啊。
So Rehoboam was willing at this time to go and fight
Jeroboam
because he wanted to reunite his country. But as he was departing for battle, we remember the Lord sent a prophet and said, No, do not fight. Do not fight.
Do not fight.
Do not fight your brothers.
And
the Lord told Rehoboam,
He said,
This is my will, do not go and fight. So if you think about it,
假如十八万的人跟以色列人去拍，再次真侪损伤，明白
不？ If there were an army of 180,000 warriors going against Israel, there would be a lot of casualties.
所以呢，伊罗伯因为无拍，已经自由就建立了这个以色列的北国。
But because the Lord prevented the battle, the kingdom of Israel was able to stand strong.
所以你从这个的原因，这五项的原因加加起来，你会看到什么
？So if you add together all five of these factors.
然后你看到这个是神的手，上帝恩典。
We see that everything was by God's hand.
你那是中国人，特别讲一句话。
In the Chinese people often say,
天时地利人和。
They say things happen because of heavenly, earthly, and interpersonal factors.
因为你讲天时是真正下迄个时间。
Because people say it takes heavenly timing, that was right timing.
真正真正迄个环境、迄个地理、真正伫迄个所在有迄个机会。
It happened that there was an opportunity.
那真正有人也要去用，有影无
？And there was also that the people wanted to support him.
所以你看到这个三项物件吼。皆是有神的手恩准伫迄个所在。
So all three of these showed that there was the hand of God in that situation.
所以我当总结一句话。
And so we can sum it up.
亚罗波安的兴起只有一项是神的恩典。
We sum it up. Jeroboam's rise was only through God's grace.
上帝手底下。
God's hand was leading it.
然后伊干阿拜呢？
But then why did Jeroboam fall? Jeroboam had 10 tribes of Israel following him. That was a great start. But why did he fall? Earlier, if you read our passage, you notice something. We see that Jeroboam's heart. We see that now that Jeroboam saw that there were 10 tribes following him.Then he was afraid. He was afraid that the 10 tribes would one day turn against him. Right now, they're supporting him. But perhaps one day they'll tear him down again. And he was afraid of this. And so after Jeroboam feared, what did he do? He did a few things. First of all,
he did a few things.
He created two golden calves. Golden calves. Now, why did Jeroboam make these two calves?
但是你看圣经，伊真清楚讲啥物啊？伊讲这个吼是带领恁离开埃及的神。
We see that Jeroboam said himself that this is the God who brought you out of Egypt.
有影，有影。
Of course.
当上帝和以色列人离开埃及的时阵
，We remember that when the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt.
然后当有一日。摩西上帝叫伊去去山顶。
And we remember that God called Moses up to Mount Sinai.
第四十日迄个所在。
And in 40 days they were there.
然后上帝要将诫命赏赐予以色列
百姓。And that was a time when God wanted to give the Israelites the law.
但是呢。
But however, the people did not know what Moses was doing on the mountain.
So,
and so they didn't know. Maybe Moses died. And so the people told Aaron. Aaron, Moses' brother. People told Aaron.
He said, "If not, let's make a golden calf to remember what?"
In fact, the people told Aaron, how about we create a golden calf to remember the God who brought us out of Egypt? But why a golden calf? Why not other materials? When the Israelites were in Egypt, they already were influenced by the religion of the Egyptians.
所以呢，一种异教的文化，吼，推这个牛仔仔来代表什么啊？ And
due to their influence by Egyptian mythology, they used a calf to represent the god of
blood
of Egypt. And so in their heads, they were thinking of the Lord Jehovah. But what they actually did, they made an idol.
So this
golden calf was a form of combination.
A
sort of reconciliation between idolatry and the Lord.
And
so we see Jeroboam made his own version of the
calves. And they said,
these are the gods who brought you out of Egypt. But the reason Jeroboam did this was similar. He wanted the people who worshipped the Canaanite gods to be able to accept this. And so he made these calves to replace
the Lord.
And this was a direct violation of the second commandment.
Remember
when Moses descended from Mount Sinai, he was angry and he destroyed
the idol.
And so the Israelites understood,
but
they still did this.
Because
Jeroboam wanted it to be convenient for
the people. And
so because of
convenience,
Jeroboam put two separate calves in two places.
One
in Bethel,
the
other in Dan.
当然有的原因啊，这是单的，对不住，是单的。咱无必讲详细原因是啥物。
Of course, let's not mention why it was those two places.
因为单本身，然后甲别的离皆有伊重要的因素。
But we know that Dan and Bethel both had importance in Israelite history.
但是伊要创两个所在原因是啥物
？But the fact, the reason he made two separate places.
因为为着要阿伊方便有法通干呐，和百姓甲侪甲过当去。
Well, so that the people could more conveniently worship.
啊，为啥物安尼呢
？And why was that？
因为根据旧约。
Because according to the Mosaic law,
through
Moses, the Lord commanded that the Israelites had to go to Jerusalem three times a
year. They
had to go to Jerusalem to remember three feasts.
First of all,
is the Passover.
Secondly,
the Pentecost. Finally, the Feast of
Tabernacles. And all
three of these feasts required the Israelites to go worship in
Jerusalem.
But how did Jeroboam think? Jeroboam was thinking, if my people would go to Jerusalem three times a year,
that
means their hearts would be inclined towards Jerusalem.
And
if that's the case, one day they will turn
against me.
And so for this reason, Jeroboam was afraid, and so he instituted his own religion.
But
you know, he did something
else.
Since they needed to sacrifice when they go to Jerusalem,
and
so Jeroboam made his own altar for people
to offer.
So people didn't need to go to Jerusalem to offer sacrifices
anymore.
But so there's another problem. Who would go offer?
We
know that according to the Old Testament law, it needed to be the Levites, the priests, to offer the sacrifice. But now there were no Levites with
them.
And so Jeroboam anointed his own people to do the sacrifices. Jeroboam didn't recruit the Levites. He anointed random people to be his priests. But besides that, what time did the people need to go worship? And so Jeroboam used the 15th of the
8th month.
And this was not a date in the Mosaic law. But so the scholars were thinking, why the
18th
of the
8th month?
And as they studied, I realized this was the nearest date to the Feast of Tabernacles.
因为主被掰通常是七月十五。
Because the Feast of Booths was in the 15th of the 7th month.
所以哦，伊拿伊未做客牛或做。
And so he didn't want it to use it on that day.
未做迎光顺做。
He didn't want to use it on Pentecost. 也
未做迎什么。
He didn't want to use the Feast of Tabernacles. And so he instituted his own feast near the Feast of Tabernacles.
慢慢人会忘记那三个罪。
So perhaps slowly the people would forget the
然后有那个罪当罪。
Original feast. So they have their own feast.
然后那个哦，慢慢行的路是愈来愈无行也好坏。
And so more and more we see that the nation of Israel was departing from God.
所以上帝讲。
And the Lord said, I will punish you. You say you built this altar, one day I will destroy it.
And you remember
how when Jeroboam extended his hand, it dried up. But because of God's mercy, he allowed it to heal. But earlier, if you see at the end of chapter 13, we see that Jeroboam's house would be destroyed because he led his people into sin. Because he walked the way of sin, not the way of righteousness. And so God punished him. And so what do you see in Jeroboam's fall? One thing. He did not follow and obey the Lord. One phrase summed it up.
他的兴是什么?
His rise
也是一个事实, 就是上帝恩典。
Was because of God's grace.
为什么失败?
But why did he fall?
因为他没顺服上帝。
Because he did not obey God.
这个是事实败的。
And so this is the reason.
所以你看到这个亚罗波安的兴, 亚罗波安的衰。
And so throughout the course of Jeroboam's rise and fall,
然后我今天要问大家,
I'd like to ask everyone,
真可惜有影无?
It's very unfortunate.
哎呀，汉尼好，我当做了北国的王，乱水。
He had such a great start. He was a king of Israel.
但是一失败。
But he fell.
所以我感觉今天有几个功课吼，咱上下来学。
So I believe today there are a few lessons we can learn together.
头先
，First of all，
兄弟姊妹，上帝当你兴，和你兴起的时
，Brothers and sisters, when God allows us to rise in success。
咱都应该存感恩的心。
And we need to always be grateful.
因为吼，你所有的一切，你看大项物件，拢都出自上帝嘛。
Because we see everything we have, everything came from God.
有影无？那假使上帝无予亚罗波安有这个十个国度，这十个支派，有可能无可能啊。
If God hadn't given Jeroboam the 10 tribes, would it have happened? Not at all.
那无上帝拿咗罗波安去拍。
If the Lord had not prevented Rehoboam from going into battle, then everything would be different. But if at the very start of Jeroboam's career, the Lord hadn't allowed him to oversee the labor, it wouldn't have happened. And when he was rebellious, if he had been caught by King Solomon as opposed to fleeing, everything would be different. So I could say, today, the fact that you and I are here today, we should thank God. There's nothing that's good about us. Are you good at driving? I believe, yes, you might be good. Everyone in the Philippines is an excellent driver. When they go to North America and they want their driver's license, they always fail their test. You know why? Because they're too good at driving. Because they always go through the tiny cracks.
So
we say we're good at driving. Of course, you don't hit someone. Maybe someone could hit you. And recently, my son Dan said, he said as he was driving, as he came to Fifth Avenue, and it was green light for them, so he was going. And suddenly, a tricycle came out from nowhere and cut. Thank God he was able to brake in time. If not, then it would have been a very large crash.
And
so I was teasing him. Good thing you didn't hit him because you're the one who's going to have to pay. And you're the one who needs to repair your own car because no way he's paying for that. But so everything is grace. So right now in our lives, whatever God has given us, we should be grateful. I'm also quite grateful. I was able to come up here on stage. Honestly, these past couple of weeks, my hip was quite hurting. And as I was walking, I was limping, people say, what's wrong with your back?
Pastor?
And so I changed my lifestyle recently. I started carrying a bag. I was copying my son, and so I'm using a bag now. You know why I use this? Because my phone used to be carried on my belt. And so my cell phone was weighing down my back. And there's no regret, I didn't use my belt hook for my phone anymore. But everything is grace. Let's not talk about how good and great we are. You think you're good? And yes, you're safe at home. We have a member who always says, don't think that you're secure in your own home. Yes, maybe you think that nothing's going to happen to you. Don't think that. If there's a plane that crashed onto your house, then I'm pretty sure you'd be gone. Everything is not in our hands. And so today, for everything we have, we need to have a heart of thankfulness. And we see that Jeroboam lacked this point. Because if he had been truly thankful, he would have a different mindset. But he didn't have thanksgiving in his heart. And what he valued, what he valued was God's gifts over God the giver. Because after God gave him so much, if he had truly been thankful, he would have been continued to follow God.
But
instead, he saw that God gave him these 10 tribes. And this was a blessing. But he was afraid. What if these people continued going to Jerusalem and one day they turn against him? And so at that point, Jeroboam valued God's blessings over the giver. You know, man. No, people, sometimes God gives us blessings. But sometimes we value and treasure our gifts so much that we don't want to lose them. And at the end, the gift from God became our God. You know, sometimes I see brothers and sisters in the church. You know, sometimes they value their getting married. They want to get married. Desperate to get married. So even when they're really young, they start looking for their Mr. Right and Miss Right. It's difficult. Earlier I was talking to Anna. She had a people. She's going to teach a group of people how to prepare yourself to wait for Mr. Right.
So
if you want to look for your Mr. Right, go look for Sister Anna. But so I tell you something. Whether God gives us what we want or not, we need to be thankful. If you have something, then it increases our responsibility. If not, then we don't have this duty. But we need to give thanks either way. But sometimes we love God a lot. But sometimes after we get what we want, and it's good, yes, but it's so good that we value it over our God. And we value it so much more than we value God. You know, the devil. The devil could allow us to encounter problems, to difficulties. But sometimes the devil could give us riches and prosperity, and in that time we might depart from God. So we see that Jeroboam left God at his richest. And he didn't follow God's will. You know, the sad thing is, he was manipulating religion for his own desires. He created his own religion. He invented his religion that seems to be worshipping God, but wasn't truly. But you know, some people in the world, they use religion to satisfy themselves. In the Philippines, we sadly have one. You know, Kibuloy? If we look at his wealth, his material wealth,
but
someone once asked him, someone once asked, why are your members so poor and you are so rich? And Ibuloy said, he said, this came from God. This is God's will for me. And of course, everyone couldn't respond to that. But truly, let us not value God's gift so much that we forget the God who gave them to us. This is the second thing. So our first lesson, we should always have a heart of thanksgiving. And secondly, we should always follow our God and not replace Him with the other things. Especially, let us not use God's gift to replace him. This is Jeroboam's problem. Thirdly, the third thing we see, the lesson, the fact that Jeroboam was there, that was God's blessing. Yes. So if Jeroboam were wise, he would have continued to depend on God. If God didn't want to give it to him, then he would remove it. But if God was the one who gave it to him, then God would have protected him. But in this passage, we notice, we realize Jeroboam stopped depending on God. He was depending on God's gifts and not God. We see that after Jeroboam received all such grace from God, he didn't continue to depend on him. Instead, he made his own way.
So I feel
sometimes we think that the more we receive God's blessings, the more we depend on Him. Because supposedly, the more we know about God, the more we receive His gifts, the more we should depend and follow Him. Let's not think how good we are and how capable we are, but we're not. Did Jeroboam succeed? Yes. He succeeded in the things he was doing. The feast and the calves and the priests, he was successful. But this is all man's way. This is not God's way. And so Jeroboam depended on himself. So at the end, God destroyed his house. So he did not depend on God. So today God gives us so much. We need to be thankful. If God gives us so much blessings,
then
we need to continue serving Him.
然后，那假使上帝今日咧，可能有恩典。
And today, if God gives us all His blessings,
人家在靠自己，咱继续在挖靠上帝。
Let's not depend on ourselves, but depend on God.
我你讲话实在挖靠上帝，上帝自己做工真奇妙啊。
And you know, if we depend on God, then God works in mysterious ways. I'll tell you an example.
两三礼拜前。
A few weeks ago.
然后我一个感动，有一个人扑在我的头壳内面，然后我真久无看到伊。
And I was remembering a certain member who hasn't been to church in a while, so I prayed to God about it. And 2 weeks ago, Pastor Terence was preaching. And I was worshipping at the back of the sanctuary. And then I noticed that this person was here after so long.So I said, thank God that he came, he listened to my prayer. So know that if I don't see you, I will pray for you. But so after our worship ended, we went down. I greeted him. I said, it's been a while.And this person said, yes, I haven't been here in a while. So I asked, why did you come today? And he told me something very interesting. He said, last night I dreamt that Elder Rebecca asked me to come to church. And he said he was really scared out of his wits that Elder Rebecca has passed, but now she's talking to him. And so he obediently came to church. So be careful when I pray for you. But the point is, it's not about us. Whether or not you come and worship God, that's between you and God. Because worship is between you and God.God. But sometimes we don't need to depend on ourselves. We just pray, we depend on God. And God will work in this way. It's possibly this God allowed this person to see Elder Rebecca in his dream. But something else.Very interesting. Back in the day, we had a small group in Fatima. And in Fatima, in this small group, we had a person who we tried inviting to church, but haven't been successful. But one time, as he came to our small group, I said, why did you come? He said, He said at the end of October I went to Evergotesco.
Then I went to Evergotesco is quite a one mokuya tao la.
And he said there was an image of a devil.
That time
was Halloween, so they were displaying all the masks and everything. And so we thought now that there's so many demons around me, what happens if I die? So
we
hurried and came to find God. But truly, we know that God works in ways that we can't comprehend sometimes. So there's no need to depend on ourselves. We do what we have to. We do what God wants us to do. But at the end of even the actions we are doing is because of God's grace. But let's just rely on God, and God will take care of it. But quite unfortunately, Jeroboam failed in this regard. He wanted to preserve his possessions in his own way. And at the end, he lost everything. So, brothers and sisters, let's not rely on ourselves. Let us continue to rely on God. And then we will realize how beautiful God's protection is.
So,
Jeroboam's life, his rise was truly because of God's grace.
是伊无顺服。
And his folly was solely because he did not obey.
所以求上帝帮助咱。
So may the Lord help us.
头将咱学。
The first lesson we learned.
大项物件咱都会好感恩的心，好不？
Give thanks.
大项物件咱感谢。
Everything give thanks.
第二项。
Secondly.
咱继续忠心跟随。
Let us continue to faithfully follow God.
用上帝方法做代志。
And do things according to God's way.
唔通依靠家己。
Let not rely on ourselves. And rely on our Lord. And I believe we will experience God even more. Brothers and sisters, let us pray. Heavenly Father, your grace and your mercy amaze us even now. We thank you for the story of Jeroboam, although he walked astray. But we thank you for using this to remind us not to walk in his footsteps, Lord. Heavenly Father, please help us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for all the times when we receive so much from you and yet we do not worship you. Forgive us for the times we received such beautiful things and we valued them more than you who gave them to us. Forgive us for the times we think that we are perfect and untouchable and powerful and capable when truly all we are is our servants for you, Lord. So, Father, give us the strength not to work on our own, but give us the strength to humble ourselves before you. Give us and always remind us that everything we have comes from you. And may you always give us the strength to respond by giving you our lives. That in everything as we do, everything we do may glorify you. And then we may have life in abundance, Lord. May you be glorified by us, glorified by each one of us, glorified by this church. May we be a church that always, always strives to do your will and not the world's. All this we pray in Christ's name.